Going through life, sometimes we get in ruts. Most often, we live our lives how society and culture expect us to, towing the line. But it feels empty, we feel unfulfilled, and we know deep down there's much more to life. This is Unplugged Freedom. This is Unplugged Freedom. Life is not just a one-size-fits-all. We're here to offer you a new perspective on how you can create true freedom for yourself. No limits.
No limits.
No restrictions.
No restrictions.
You have passions and interests, skills and talents. It's time to dig, find them, and use them. Let's do this.
He's here to help you get more out of life. Unplugged Freedom. With Nathan Isaac.
Yo, what is happening, guys? Nathan back once again with another episode of the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about relationships. Now, I've been pondering so much about how to break this podcast down. And ultimately, all the little things that I want to talk about relationships, you could talk hours on. So to try and squeeze them all, I was trying to kind of like make one episode that I could just have an overview of all these things, and maybe one day I would kind of split off into the different avenues and talk about them individually. But you just can't really, like, you have to be able to come in and talk about certain ones. So where do we even begin? With relationships. And so I'm going to give you some really good advice on relationships. And I'm going to tell you right now, you need to have an open mind. Because just like with any other topic that I talk about, you have to have an open mind, whether it's about finances, whether it's about careers, relationships, whether it's about your own health, you have to have an open mind. So what do I mean by having an open mind? Well, the thing is that, let's say, towards your health. Well, you might think that you need to go to the doctor whenever you get the sniffles. You need to take these pills. You need to do this. If you get cancer, you need to get radiation. You need to take chemo. So I come in and I share with you other possibilities that you can do if you do get sick, if you do get cancer, if you do have some ailment. There are other possibilities that could work better for you. But you have to have an open mind in order to be able to listen to those. So if you're looking for the usual run-of-the-mill bullshit relationship advice, you are not going to get that here. I'm going to tell you that. And my goal for you is that you take this information, you have a new thought process, a new mindset towards relationships. And what you get out of that is you get much deeper and more meaningful relationships that you've never experienced ever before. I want you to be able to come back in the future and send me a message and say, Nathan, I remember in my journey out on the dating world, and you know, I just felt like a fish out of water, and then I took your advice as open as it was, and I gotta say, my life has changed for the better. I've met some amazing people along the way. I'm currently in a relationship that just feels so rock solid, and nothing could ever bring it down. And it's so free, and it's just an amazing feeling to have that. And that is basically what I want for you from this podcast. So let's get started. So whether you are currently in a relationship, whether you are, maybe you're out there on the prowl, maybe you are not quite there yet, but you think maybe in the future, you know, you will be, this will be good for you. And this is just this kind of mindset. It's mostly about mindset, really. And if you change your mindset, and once again, like I said, you change your mindset about all these other different aspects of your life, you can really take some huge positive strides in your life and experience a life like you've never, ever before. So where do we even begin? How do we even begin? There's so much like to this topic. It's a topic that I love to talk about, and I do have a lot of experience within it. And so, and I've talked about it many times before. People, you know, they say like, well, how can you have experience if you're not even in a relationship? How can you talk about it? And the thing is that I always tell that to people. I say, well, who would you rather get advice from? Would you rather get advice from, let's say if you're buying a cell phone and you had one friend who's always had an iPhone. They've had this one iPhone. They're on an iPhone 6 and it's now iPhone 15 out. And they've always had this one. They don't know anything other phone. They don't know nothing else. They don't know anything. And who are you going to go to? You're going to go to that person. You're going to ask them like, hey, can you give me advice on what phone to get? I'm thinking about getting a cell phone. Well, they're probably not the best person to go to. So then you might go to somebody else who maybe they have an Android phone. And you go to them and they've never had an iPhone before. They've only had Android. And they're like, iPhones suck. You don't want Androids. You don't want iPhones. Android's the best. You don't want to deal with all that Apple BS. And so you're kind of like, okay, well, I don't really know who to listen to. But then you have somebody, they've used foldable phones, they've used phablets, they've used iPhones, Android phones, they have used, jailbroken phones, they have bigger phones, smaller phones, they have used other kinds of phones, you know, that are other off brands. They have the most expensive flagship phones. They have used, you know, they just have a good variety. And then you come to them for advice and you're like, hey, look, I'm just looking for a phone. I've never had one before. What can you do for me? Or maybe you are someone who's had a phone before and you're saying, hey, look, I'm at a point where I'm looking to buy a new phone. I've always had this one. Can you give me some advice? Honestly, I would personally go to that person. I think anybody with half a brain would want to go to that person and get their advice from that person. Because if they're a good person, they're going to say, hey, well, let me ask you a question. What is it that you want? And at the end of the day, it may turn out that they may not even want or need a cell phone. That if you dig deep enough into their psychology, you might even uncover for them and help them realize that they just kind of want to get into buy a phone because everybody else around them has a phone, even though they don't necessarily need a phone. And so they may walk away from the conversation and saying, you know what? I'm glad that we had this conversation because I don't want a cell phone. I actually just thought I needed one because everybody else around me had one. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that kind of leads me into my first point about relationships. And what that is not everybody is meant to be a basketball player. Now, if you've listened to my podcast before, you may have heard me say this before. I've said it all the time. Not everybody's meant to be a basketball player. Now, what that means is that, let's say you're growing up and, you know, your parents are kind of like, you know, pushing you into the direction of being into basketball. Maybe your town that you're in is very basketball pro. Everyone loves it. Everybody's all about basketball. And so all their friends, kids are in basketball. Their, you know, colleagues, friends are in basketball. You know, there's all these things. Everybody goes to the games. It's a big event in your town. And so they're kind of like pushing you into basketball and you're doing it because your parents are pushing you into it. You're like, yeah, I'm doing it. But then as you get older, you come to your parents, you say, hey, look, I just want to say that like I've had fun with basketball and it has been great, you know, doing this sport and everything. But honestly, like I don't like basketball. I've only just been in it because you guys really enjoyed it. And I don't personally get any enjoyment out of it. I'm kind of at that point where I'm just kind of done. Now, if your parents are decent enough, they're going to say like, you know what? That's okay. You don't have to like basketball. We thought you liked basketball. That's why we kept pushing you towards basketball. But that's okay if you don't like basketball. Because not everybody's meant to be a basketball player. And what I think is crazy is that there's these things in life that, like basketball, you're allowed to not like it. People are like, that's okay. Not everybody's meant to be a basketball player. That's totally cool. And you're like, okay, cool. They're like, don't worry. There's so many other things you can do. You can play golf. You can play frisbee golf. You can play badminton. Whatever it is, you do you. And they'll like help you into that direction. But heaven forbid if you come out and you're like, you know what? I'm not really into being in a relationship. Oh my God. The whole world stops. They're like, there's all this bullshit that comes out. And people are like, yeah, but like, you will. You will. I said that before. Like, I said that all the time. I thought that all the time. And look at me now. I'm 4 kids deep. I'm 3 marriages deep. I got 6 divorces. I'm fucking, I don't make a penny off my paycheck. Like, I'm good, okay? Now, I don't mean to sound so cynical, okay? That's not what this is all about. But I'm just bringing out an extreme, okay? But that's what happens. Is people always, they like push this shit on you and they're just like, yeah, but like you will. Like you just haven't found the one yet. Oh, you just got to keep looking. And it's like, well, no, like you don't understand. I just don't want to be in a relationship. Whereas like if somebody comes to me like that and they kind of genuinely open up about that, I'll say to them, I said, well, that's fair. You're allowed to not want to be in a relationship. It's not meant for everybody. Not everybody's meant to be a basketball player. You want to go play golf? Go fucking play golf. And it's the same thing with like, with marriages or having kids. It's the same exact thing. And it just blows my mind. People are like, oh, well, I said that as well. You will. Oh, don't worry. You will. And I hear that bullshit all the time. And it's just, it's so stupid. And same thing, yeah, if you want to buy a house, like, oh, well, you will one day because you'll need a place to live. You can't rent your whole entire life. And it's like, well, you can, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, being a homeowner is completely different than being a renter. It's two very different lifestyles. Some people love being a homeowner. Some people, that, like myself, I couldn't think of anything worse. And so, but does that make me any less of a person? No, it doesn't. Because not everybody's meant to be a basketball player. And I just think it's funny how there's these things in life that people are like, oh, you don't like heavy metal music? That's okay. Not everybody's supposed to like heavy metal music. You do you, boo. But heaven forbid, you're like, yeah, I don't really have any desire to buy a house. They're like, what? Well, you will. You just haven't found the one yet. Well, I don't really want to have kids. Oh, you will. I said the very same thing. I said the exact same thing. And you're just like, well, don't fucking compare yourself to me. Okay? Like, you're definitely not me. I know me better than you know me. And I know what I like and what I don't like. What I want and what I don't want. And that's okay. But heaven forbid, you say these things. It's just crazy. So that's why I say right out of the gate, not everybody is meant to be a basketball player. So what I want from this is for people to understand and say, like, understand the point that maybe you're out there right now, you're hitting the Tinder just hard, you're hitting the dating apps just hard. You're just running into all these duds, men and women. Okay, ladies, don't think that you're fucking just perfect. Trust me, like, you're probably going to get offended a lot in this podcast. I'll tell you that right now. Okay? So maybe you're just hitting these apps just hard and you're just running into circles and you're just, you've got this like angst inside of you and you're just thinking, man, like, I hate this. Like, you're looking at all these couples that are out there and they seem to be just loving it. How did this person just happen to be and find this one person that they're now with and they're just loving life? How is that? And there you are, you're alone. You're going to bed at night alone. And so you're kind of having a tough time with this, But no one ever told you that not everybody's meant to be a basketball player. You've never realized that you're actually a lacrosse player. You've never actually realized that you're not a basketball player. You're a freaking ping pong champion is what you are. You can take that as you, however you want. Oh, geez. Don't let your kids listen to this. but my point is that we have these ideas put into our minds and we are striving after them without even really understanding, one, why we're striving after them, and two, where the heck did they come from? Are they our beliefs? Is a relationship what you truly want? Or is that just an idea that has been put inside of you because of societal norms, because of your family's expectations? Nobody likes to let their parents down. Nobody likes to see, you know, if you have a sibling who is just extremely successful out there, and there you are backpacking around the world. They have a house, they have vehicles, they have a two-car garage, they have, you know, this career. But there you are, you got sand between your toes, you're out just bumming on the beach, sipping on Bintang beer in Bali. And so you may look at that and then all of a sudden think to yourself like, oh wow, like I have nothing, you know, compared to that. And I wish I was more like that. And that could hit you because maybe you have this ideology inside of you that thinks that you're supposed to have that. But you're not. Not everybody's meant to be a basketball player, and that's okay. That is okay. It's 100% okay. You can come to me about so many things, so many problems, and I may even just tell him, like, that's okay. You're allowed. You're allowed. There's a lot of people out there that will tell you that you're not allowed. You're not allowed to have these ideas. You're not allowed to have these thoughts. You're not allowed to have these feelings. And it sucks. And that's why a lot of people like coming to me for advice, because I'll tell them. It basically is like almost like a safe place where they're able to like put out their idea and say, I have this desire to, you know, open up my own bakery. And, you know, I really like to bake these things and do this. And I tell them, like, that's awesome. You should do that. You do that, and you tell me when you do it, and I'm going to come down, and I'm going to spend so much money at your bakery. Okay? And that is because I want you to do that. Whereas, like, when they open up a dream like that to normal people, average people don't have those visions. Average people have just lost that. And there's like, oh, well, that's nice. But you should really have something to fall back on. You know, like maybe you could do that on the side, but yeah, always remember you need to have something to fall back on. And these ideologies get into our brains and they're poison. Just because they have settled for that, it is just truly disgusting. Now, I'm not saying that relationships are bad, okay? Like, don't take this out anyway. If you find out that you truly want a relationship, you truly want to have kids, you want to have freaking 8 kids, go ahead and do that. As long as that's what you want to do. And you're not having kids because you know that you get government money for every child you have as long as they're X amount of years apart or whatever. In Canada, it's brutal. You should see the amount of money we give to these people. And they just keep popping them out. Like, they're just, it's disgusting. And it's horrible because then you have a terrible parent. You have these kids who grow up with a terrible parent. And then you have the world that we live in today, right? So, just, it's awful. But like, yeah, if you want to have 8 kids, go ahead and have 8 kids. Go do it. I hope that you do it. And I hope that you come back and you say, hey, you know what? I've realized after listening to your podcast that I wanted to have 15 kids. And I did. And I'll be like, that's awesome. I'm glad. And you're probably the best freaking parent ever to be able to manage them all. Because I would not want to do that. So not everybody's meant to be a basketball player, and that's okay. You're allowed to grow up and have ideas of like, hey, you know what? I don't think I ever want to get married. I don't think I even want to be in a relationship. I don't think that I want to live with someone. Maybe you want to be in a relationship, but you don't want to live with your significant other. That's okay. That is totally okay. There are people who would say that it's weird. Well, fuck them. You know, that's not you. Like, if that's what it takes in order for you to be with this person, and let's say it's a really loving relationship and everything's amazing, but you just don't want to ruin it by potentially living together, and you say, you know, what if we don't live together? You know, you keep your place, I keep mine. You know, we just keep doing our thing. Obviously, we're together, right? And let's just do that. And the both of you have an understanding on it. And all of a sudden you see that you're thriving in this relationship, having it this way, why would you change it? Like, why would you change it? Ladies, let me talk to you ladies for a second. I'm going to tell you, men, listen up, okay? I don't know why. I don't know why ladies love to do this, but they love it. They absolutely love it. And what they love is they love to ruin a great thing. They fucking love it. They love it. It doesn't matter how great, how amazing, how just out of this world something may be. They will always want more. And I always say, you give them an inch, they always want a mile, right? And so it's like, well, I don't have much more to give you. I'll give you my inch, but don't expect a mile, all right? And so I don't know why. Ladies, it's just awful. I always put it into perspective like this. Let's say you're cooking a steak. Gentlemen, you got a piece of freaking some superb steak, and you are out there, you're cooking it on the barbecue, you got a nice, beautiful grill, you got the coals nice and hot, and you're just cooking this thing up, and you can see that this is going to be the perfect steak. This is going to be the best steak you've ever made in your entire life, and you're so excited. And then all of a sudden, she comes along, and she says, put this sauce on it. And you're like, no, sweetheart, I'm sorry, but like, these are like done in like 30 seconds, they're done. Like, we don't have time for that. Like, these are like perfect. We'll put that on next time. And she's like, no. Like, sweetheart, like, no, like, let's not put that on. Like, it's just, this is going to be perfect. We'll put it on next time, I promise, okay? And we're just not going to, you know, put that sauce on. And then she gets all mad, huffy puffy, you know, the usual. I'm sorry, ladies, but it's true. And then, so then you fall for it. You say, fine, I'll do it. Okay, fine, screw it. I'll put it on there, okay? And then all of a sudden, you can see that by the time the steak's ready, the sauce is not going to be where it needs to be, and then it's going to mess it all up, and then you don't want to cook a second longer, and then you kind of panic, and you're like, shit, it's going to be ruined. If I, like, do I continue cooking it, but then it's going to be past that point, or do I take it off, and then the sauce is not going to be at that point, and then it's going to ruin it in the first place? So then you, all of a sudden, you start panicking, you start to scrape it off, and you're like, no, let's just try and bring it back to where it was. And then all of a sudden, you try to bring it back to where it was, and it can't get back to where it was because the sauce is already on it. And then all of a sudden, you're past the point of the perfect steak, and now it is a fucking well-done steak. And you're just, you fought so hard to try and get it back to where it was, but you couldn't. And it just ruined it. And there you are with a big rock hard solid steak on your plate, and you're just so upset when you could have just continued on doing what you were doing, allowing it to just be, and you could have had the most amazing steak ever. Now, the reason I explain this is because women love to do this. I had this one time, okay? And now, just so you know, a lot of the stuff I talk about, that I always talk about on any subject, if I'm opening up my mouth about it, I can guarantee you, without a doubt, that I can back it up. And not just one, but many times. So anyways, there's this one time. We knew this girl. We were kind of like hanging out. We got to know each other. We met at work and everything. And everything was great. It was amazing. You know, she was from Australia. I was from, you know, Canada. And we were just like having this. We were just jiving. It was awesome. And other people were making comments. It was like to that point where other people were like, you guys are so like, you're always laughing. You're always having such a good time. You're always just like always up with each other. You're always kind of like having a fun time. And, you know, other people would be bringing this up. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. We're just having fun. It's awesome. It's just flowing. And then what happens all the time is, like I said, you give them an inch, they want a mile. And everything was perfect. You couldn't have asked for anything better. But then she starts, like, we weren't actually officially dating. We had basically just met, you know? We had basically just met. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more later on. But she starts talking to her mom back in Australia, starts talking to her friends here in Canada. And then, you know, like, oh, so you guys are dating now? No, we're not dating. I'm like, oh, you're not dating? No, we're not dating. Like, why aren't you dating? Like, you guys are getting along. You know, like, you guys seem to be hanging out all the time. Why aren't you dating? And it's like, well, we're just not. Well, that's kind of weird, isn't it? Well, no, it's not weird. It's going good. Well, no, that's weird. That's totally weird. Yeah, that's totally weird. And then the girls get together, and then all of a sudden, like, the next time we meet, it's all weird. And I can tell that there's something weird. And then all of a sudden, like, here it comes, drops the bombshell. It's just like, hey, what is this? What is this bullshit? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what? Like, let's just get to know each other. Okay. Two, it's amazing right now. Like, it's fantastic right now. Like, let's just leave it alone. Like, we may not even be good for each other in a relationship. Let's just leave it where it is. That's okay to do. And so then we kind of like, you know, fire kind of goes down. And then all of a sudden we're back. You know, we're back to having fun. We're, you know, going to the movies. We're doing all this kind of stuff. And to the outside view, did it look like we were dating? Yeah, probably. Were we actually dating? No. Can you actually do that? Yes. Okay. And you're allowed to do that. That is 100% okay. That's another one of those things that people will try and tell you no. So all of a sudden, freaking, you know, gets talking with the, you know, circle of birds again. And here it comes again. And they got to a point where it got to an ultimatum. Either this or this. And you're just like, this is where it's like, fine, I'll put the freaking sauce on, okay? And even though everything's perfect at this moment, I will put the fucking sauce on. Okay, let's do it. So you do it, and it's just not the same. And you want to try and bring it back to where it was the same. And then now, since you're dating, well, guess what? Well, you're living in two different places. Why are you living in two different places? That's kind of weird. You guys are dating. Why don't you get a place together? Like, no, it's not weird. Like, yeah, it's weird. Okay, and then all of a sudden, guess what? Ultimatum, bam, bam, fine, we'll move in together, bam, move in together, shit just goes south. Now, does this always happen? No, but if everything is perfect, don't be pressured into changing it. Just allow it to be, and if they do not want to allow it to be, then you don't need them. Just say, if you can't appreciate everything for being as perfect as it is, then I don't want this, because that just means in the future, you know, I could give you everything that you want, but then you're still going to want even more. Whereas if everything that we want is right here, right now, and you can't even appreciate that, you can't even appreciate that moment, and you're always thinking about more, then I don't want to be a part of that. So what was that? 2 years? I don't know, 2-3 years, something like that. And it just like, you're trying to get it back to that perfect state. And it just never got back to that point until next thing you knew, it was an overdone steak and it was just shit. It was awful. And so ladies just love to do this. They just love it. Things can be just absolutely perfect. And they just love to come in and they want more. And I'm sorry, ladies, but it's true. You need to be able to check this. I've seen it so many times, whether it's from me or it's from somebody else. I've seen it so many times, and it's awful. People just don't. They just don't want to. Just enjoy it for what it is. Now, here's another thing that comes from that. Okay. Just because you get along with someone and you fancy someone does not mean you need to be in a relationship with that person. I know this might sound crazy. You might meet somebody and you're like, holy smokes, this person's amazing. I love hanging out with them. I love the how we just bounce off of each other. I love everything that we are. But just because you do does not mean you ultimately need to just shack them up, you know, strap the freaking ball and chain to them, and then bam, like that's it. You are allowed to be able to just experience another person's energy and enjoy that energy for what it is, for the time that it is. You don't stretch it beyond however long it needs to be. You don't beat a dead horse over and over again. You just, if it lasts for 6 months, it lasts for 6 months. If it lasts for 6 days, it lasts for 6 days. But just because you might like meet somebody in the grocery store and like, holy smokes, there's just something about your energy that just captivates me. And you get to know them, and all of a sudden you find out that they're from out of town and they're just here for the week, and you get to meet this person. They just blow your mind within this week, and then they're back off to wherever they came from. But at least you had that connection. It's crazy that like people, the women, I'm sorry, but you do this, okay? Ladies, you do this all the time. And it's just like, just because you get along with someone, you ultimately just want to like throw the rope around them and freaking like tie them in. There's an amazing quote, and it says, if you love a flower, don't pick it up. Because the moment you pick it up, it begins to not be... No, it ceases to be the thing that you love. So just let it be. Love is not about ownership or possession. Love is about appreciation. And if you can appreciate something, you're going to have a far better success rate out there. Because you may get along with somebody totally just amazing, but in a relationship aspect of it, you may be absolutely terrible. And that's what people don't realize. They just think, oh, we get along here, so of course we're going to be, you know, a perfect married couple, so we better just strap ourselves down. No. That is not true. Not in the slightest bit. So don't think that just because you may hit it off with someone, you guys are having an amazing connection, that you have to make this thing happen. There's a story that I haven't told, and maybe I will actually. I've been thinking about telling it on my podcast, and it really changed a lot about how I viewed life, how I viewed relationships, how I viewed a lot of things in life. And it's a relationship that I had, not a, say, romantic relationship, but basically in a short version of it. It was when I was in Australia. I had broken up with this girl, the Australian girl. I had broken up with her because I had moved to Australia and to live with her and, you know, continue the relationship. And then it got to a point, I'm pretty sure I told the story back in the day on the podcast somewhere. I can't remember what episode that was. But I met this person at work, and if you know anything about me, you know that I've always said that I'm definitely not from this planet. I don't know what planet I'm from, I don't know how I got here, but I definitely am not from this planet. And so, 29 years old, I had met this girl. I don't even remember how we first started chatting or getting to know each other, but it just like, it was just like we started where we left off kind of feeling. You know, there wasn't a beginning, there wasn't an end kind of deal. It was just like we were just going. And we would have these conversations and we just connected. It was the first time meeting somebody from my planet. This is basically like how I could describe it. Now, the thing is we weren't like, oh my God, we got to be together and, you know, I'll come visit you and you'll come visit me and, you know, maybe I'll come to Canada, I'll come to France and, you know, you'll go here and we'll go there and then, you know, maybe we'll move in together and, you know, we'll make it work. We'll have like a long distance relationship thing. No, we didn't do that. This is one of the most amazing relationships I've ever had. And this person is, they have a very special place in my heart and they always will. And when I share this story, one of these days, you'll probably understand as to why. And they really had an impact on me as a person and how I view life. And so we didn't have that. The last time I saw them was at the airport in Nepal. She was going back to France. I was going back to Australia. We had just spent 6 weeks in Nepal together. And I was heartbroken like you couldn't believe. I was just bawling my eyes out. Her flight was early in the morning. Mine wasn't until like 12 hours later. I was just crying that whole time in the airport. It sucked. I hated it. That was the last time I saw her. And that was in 6 years ago. It's crazy, 6 years ago. And we are still in contact to this day. And, you know, we'll just once in a while say, hey, I hope you're well. Just wanted to let you know I'm thinking of you and wish you a happy birthday. And yeah. And we might exchange a few, you know, messages back and forth, but that's about it. They're off living their life and she's in a relationship. And, you know, I always will just kind of send a message and say that I hope that, you know, that you're well. We didn't put any, what would you say, obligations into it and say like, oh, you have to visit me or I'll visit you. And, you know, our relationship is just not, doesn't mean anything unless we visit each other. And the thing is that I don't know when or if I will ever see them again. Like, they live in Europe. I've never been to Europe. I'd love to go to Europe, but there's a lot of things happening in life. And there was one time she came to Canada. Unfortunately, I think I was, I can't remember what had happened, but I wasn't able to. And she, I don't think she came to Canada. I think she was in the States and she said she will come to Canada if I was going to be there, but I actually wasn't there. And so that was unfortunate. But we never had those obligations down. It was just, I'm glad to have met you. I don't know when or if we'll ever see each other again, but either way, I appreciate this time that we had together. And what's crazy is that the time that we had together, we had 6 weeks in Nepal together. We met in Australia where, let's say we had maybe 2 months that we had gotten to know each other within that time. And within that 2 months of getting to know each other, we had then decided, you know, a couple months after that, she had messaged me up and said, hey, I have some time around this time. Did you want to go take a trip together? Like, imagine that. Imagine having a connection with someone so much that you actually plan a trip together. Like, that's crazy. And the only way that that can happen is if you have an amazing connection with somebody. But just because you have an amazing connection with somebody does not mean you need to sail off into the sunset together with them. Like, we have no idea. And so it's always nice to hear from one another over the years. even as if it's as little communication as possible, it's always just that nice thing. And I've told them, you know, how much I appreciate them, how much I appreciate that moment in my life, how much I appreciate how much they taught me, and what was really cool is that, like I said, I've never met somebody from my planet before, and that's what this kind of felt like, is meeting somebody from your planet, and it just blows everything up. It just rocks your world. And you're kind of thinking like, wow, it kind of sucks on one way because your usual relationships, they just kind of go to shit after that because they're just not on the same level. And so, because you've now experienced like this really good, connection. And so, that's kind of the kind of shitty thing, but you do get to appreciate that connection. And so this is something like we only had this short amount of time together. Now, here's the thing where a lot of people would do is that what they'll do is they'll say, oh, you know what? I'm not going to be here anyways, so I'm not going to pursue this. And ladies, I'm going to talk to you again, ladies, because you are notorious for this. And you lose out on so much that is out in this world today because of this. So rather than saying, oh, you know what, I'm just in Australia for a little bit, you know, you're gonna be here for a little bit, why bother? Why even make whatever connection that we have, why even pursue it? Because we don't really have time, so I'm not even going to bother, and I'm just going to continue. She could have done that, and she actually almost did. And when I share the story one of these days, I didn't allow her to. And that's probably one of the most beautiful parts of the story. And I remember even messaging her, and I said, I want to tell you that you almost said no, and I'm so glad that you didn't because of just how you changed so much. And so we've had some really good conversations over the years, and so many people do that. They meet somebody from out of town, and they're like, oh wow, this guy is really cool, and then oh, where do you live? And he's just like, oh, I'm actually out from out of town, I'm just here for work for the month. And they're like, oh, you're here for work? And then they just scratch them off the list. Fucking nope. And then they just like go leave. Meanwhile, that could have been like an amazing time. So maybe he was only here for a month. And you say, wow, that's so cool. Tell me about your job. How did you get into it? How did you, you know, what are you doing here? Why do they have you traveling? And you just kind of like have this decent conversation, decent connection. You find out that you really fancy each other. You spend the time together that you do have. And then all of a sudden, time goes by, and then now they've got to leave. Well, guess what? They go back home, and you have this month together of this amazing connection with someone like you've never experienced before. And you get to hold on to that for the rest of your life. You get to look back and say, remember that time? That guy, I met that guy from out of town. And he was so, wow, he was so cool. And I'm so glad I said yes to that opportunity because he really changed my perspective on a lot of men. And ladies, maybe you keep running into all these duds, and then all of a sudden this like really good guy comes along. You know, now you have the choice of either, you know, just sending him away because he's only here for a month, or you really experience that connection together, and now the bar has been risen, and you're thinking, holy smokes, I've never met a guy like that before. That just totally changed my whole perspective on guys. And now you go out there and you see all these duds once again, and you're like, guys, you gotta step up your game because I know what's out there. And so ladies love to just like do this. It just blows me away. And here's how the problem comes, okay? So I met this one girl, okay? This was, what, close to 4 years ago. I had just come back into Canada after traveling, and I was staying with my dad, and totally, like, random, like, crazy time in my life because my dad was sick. I was staying at my dad's. Just came back from traveling 3 years. Like, there's a whole lot of things happening. And I had the like potential to go in this direction for work, go in that direction. I had a few job opportunities at my whim. And so there's a lot happening. So I meet with this girl. We were chatting. We're getting along really, really well. And we finally meet up. And she had told me about her past 4 years of meeting this dud, meeting that dud, meeting this loser, meeting this guy. He's just an asshole. Blah, blah, blah. Her past 4 years was just a wreck. So the conversation comes in of getting to know me. And I said, you know, like I've lived here. I've lived in Vancouver. I've lived in Edmonton. I was, went to Australia. I was then living in Bali. And now I've just come back to Canada. I'm dad. I don't know what's going to happen depending on depending on if his condition gets worse, maybe passes away. I don't know. And then I don't know what direction after that, because it's kind of like up in the air. Well, you tell that to a woman, I'm sorry, ladies, but it's true. And she will just dismiss you right off the get-go. Bam, bam, bam. She will throw you to the curb. It's just, that's it. Scratched. You're off the list. You're gone. You're out of there. Because there's a potential that you're not forever. And so she's just scratched you off the list, threw you in the river, and you're gone. That's pretty much exactly what happened. Well, figuratively speaking. So, but here's the funny thing. We kind of connected afterwards. This was like 6 months, maybe closer to a year afterwards. I saw her on the dating app, whatever. And we kind of like, I had her phone number at the time, and I was just kind of like texting her. And once again, so she had previous 4 years of duds, right? Now we're looking at close to 5 years, and she's still out there on the prowl. She's still out there looking, hunting, and just once again, more duds. Because in between, there was another dud that came along. Let's say I was only there for a year, let's say. However, it's an amazing year. I've never met someone like her before. She's never met someone like me before. We hit it off. It's up in the air because of just how my life is right now. I'm taking care of my dad. I don't know what's going to happen if he passes away. I don't know. He could be like this for the next 5 years. I have no idea. I could be living at his house for the next 5 years, taking care of him. I don't know. But she says, you know what? I don't really care about all that stuff. All I care about is this connection that we're having. And we'll figure it out as we go. Because this connection is real. And then all of a sudden, we have the most amazing year together. We get to know each other. I've never met someone like her before. We've hit new heights on a connection like never seen before for either of us. But then let's say after a year goes by, my dad passes away, totally wrecks me. I don't know how to react. And I, you know, have to take some time. I have to do some of my own personal things for this. And if she's as cool as she is, she would say, you know what? I understand. You go do you. And I hope that one day, you know, when you come back, that I can see the new you again in the future. And then we part ways. So that's obviously, the idea. And the reason to have an idea like this about relationships is because, remember, she had 4 years of duds, okay? And she's elbow deep in sifting through all that shit. Like, I know what's out there, ladies. I know what's out there, okay? You guys are elbow deep in that shit. So there she is with her 4 years, okay? And even though I may not be forever, She takes a chance on the connection that we do have. And now, within her past 5 years, she has 4 years of duds and one amazing year. And rather than finding out that I may not be forever and just scratching me off the list, throwing me away, and continuing on her pursuit to have 5 years of duds, she decided to enjoy the connection for what it was. And now that one amazing year that she has, she gets to hold on to that for the rest of her life. Now, this is a very tough concept for people to grasp onto for different reasons. So here's what happens. I'm just trying to think as to how to go into the different things. And you have to change your mindset about relationships. Instead of looking for the one, instead of looking for a relationship, what I want you to do is look for a connection and appreciate a connection when you find one. Now, what I mean is that there's so many people out there that they're just looking for a relationship. That's all it is. And the criteria in order to find a perfect match for them is just to find somebody who is also looking for a relationship. That's the criteria. There's nothing else. And I've seen this so many times. It's just some dud comes along that, like, I come along and I'm like, hey, look, I'm just, you know, I'm living life. I got a lot of crazy things happening right now. You know, I got let go of my job because I didn't want to take some poison. I had no idea that was going to come. Turned my 3 to 5 year plan into a 3 to 5 month plan. I had to change some things. I had to stand up for what I believed in. And, you know, I'm kind of like, things are a little hectic right now. Like, let's just say. Well, even with that, you know, if a girl hears something like that, she's like, nope, nope, not at all, not at all. Scratch you off the list. You're gone. You're done. But then some dud comes along. And this dud, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm looking for a relationship. I'm, you know, I'm really looking to settle down. And yeah, I'm really serious. You know, I want a good woman. I want to start a family. You know, that's just want to find the one, you know, just want to find the one. I'm just serious. And she just melts. She's like, oh my God, you're the one. You're the one. And then she goes with that guy. And what happens? Well, you end up with 4 years of duds when you keep going down that route. That's what happens. Whereas she wouldn't give me the time of day because who knows what was going to happen. Like, I don't even know what's going to happen. Why? Because do you think I was expecting a freaking, you know, 10-month layoff from my job just because I didn't want to, you know, take some poison? Do you think that I wanted to have 10 months off? No. Like, do you think that I knew that I was going to be faced with a point in my life where I was going to be, you know, have to choose between, hey, here's $100,000 or here's not? And so I had no idea. So the thing is that there's these women that they won't give you the time of day unless you tell them what they want to hear. And some dud comes along, he tells them what they want to hear, they fall for it every single time, and then I'm standing on the sides thinking, huh, so you wouldn't give me the time of day, but you'll waste 6 months with that dud. Now you're trying to figure out how to get out of that relationship because it's shit. And then you're going to go into the next one, and then you're going to stack up your 3 years of terrible relationships, 4 years, 5 years, yada, yada, yada. I would rather have one amazing relationship, whatever it is, whatever that relationship is. I don't care if it's fucking 6 weeks or if it's like 6 years long. Whatever it is, for however long it is, as long as the connection is amazing, That is what I want to focus on. It is when we make things last longer than they need to is when things go south. Now, I'm not saying you can't be in a relationship for 80 years of your life. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that when you focus on connection versus just looking for a relationship, you're going to meet some incredible people. I bet you, I guarantee you, ladies, especially ladies, I guarantee you, you have missed out on some amazing men out there. Just because maybe they weren't from town. Maybe they were just here for the weekend. Maybe they were in a situation where the future didn't look too solid for them. And because of this, you said no. You didn't even give them the time of day. But then all of a sudden, some dud came along, told you what you wanted to hear. He had you eating out of the palm of his hands, and you said yes, of course. And then you're complaining 6 months down the road, 3 months down the road, about how you ended up with this dud. When I could tell you, and I could have shown you, and I could easily explain to you as to why you continue to end up with these duds, and why you continue to miss where all the good men are at. I'm not saying I'm a good man. I'm just saying that there are good men out there. So, but this concept is so hard for women to grasp onto. They just do not want, because where does it come from? You have to remember where it comes from. It comes from our childhood of this idea and this thought that everybody needs to be in a relationship. Everybody needs to have a family. Everybody needs to be married. Everybody needs to have a house. No, you don't. And when you have these ideas in your head and then you start thinking, oh, I want this perfect thing. I remember I went to go kiss this girl one time. I said, can I give you a kiss? And she said yes. And, you know, we had met and we'd known each other for a while and we hadn't seen each other for a while. And so it was the first time seeing each other. And yeah, I asked her if I could give her a kiss. And she was like, yes, but next time just do it. And I was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, do you know the world we live in? You can't just go around just like kissing women like that. Those days are gone. Like, ladies want to have Prince Charming come along and like just be chivalrous, you know, left, right, and center. But it's like, ladies, I'm sorry, but men can't even like work out at a gym nowadays without, you know, being called the creep. And you expect a man to be able to just like, you know, lean in and give you that kiss, that of romantic kiss, and you're just like, oh my God, like, no. Like, those days are dead. They're fucking gone. It's a battle for, you know, to be a man. It's brutal what's happening out there for us. And so, these concepts are really hard for women to grasp onto because they want one thing, but then they ask for another thing. And so it's very, very tough. So I know a lot of women, they don't want to, they like from women I've talked to and I've tried to share this idea with them of about connections, look for connections versus relationships. And a lot of times they say, yes, I know what you mean, but I just don't want to be hurt. And it's like, well, yes, you don't want to be hurt. I get it. You want a guy to come along and say, I want to settle down. I'm looking for a woman. I'm looking to get married, looking to start a family. I'm looking to just, you know, find my partner. And you want that, yes. However, the problem comes in is that that's just not reality. Like, and you want to just sail off into the sunset with that person. But you don't want somebody who comes in who, yes, you do have an amazing connection with them, but you know that they're only here for a month. So you don't want to get involved with them because you don't want to get hurt. I'll tell you one thing, I would much rather get involved with someone for a month and just be heartbroken at the end of it. Now, there's actually a quote. Let me find it, actually. And it's one of my most favorite quotes. I actually had it. My friend from who I met in Australia, we went to Nepal together. She wrote me a letter. Well, I wrote her a letter. She wrote me a letter. And then we had this photo of us together. And I kind of had her letter, our photo, and I had this photo. And this was on my wall. And it's actually from South Park. South Park is such it's an amazing show with how in depth it is. So you can actually look for this, the clip. Just look for Butters, as in butter, spread butter. Butters sadness, or Butters beautiful sadness. So the quote is, "Well, yeah, and I'm sad, but at the same time, I'm really happy that something can make me feel that sad. It's like, it makes me feel alive, you know? It makes me feel human. The only way I can feel this sad now is if I felt something really good before. So I have to take the bad with the good. So I guess what I'm feeling is like a beautiful sadness." And I love this quote so much because it just described how I felt when my friend had left back to France. And I was just so heartbroken, so sad, just devastated. And it was just so painful. But you have to take the bad with the good. And there's a lot of women out there that do not want that. And it's unfortunate. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be hurt. If it's from a good hurt. Like, this would be a good hurt. That I loved this person. I got to spend time with this person. They're amazing. And I'm going to let them go now. And I'm so glad that I got to spend this time with them while they were here. I'm so glad I bumped into them just randomly at the grocery store. And we had created this amazing connection for the time that they were here. I'm glad I said yes to this. Because this moment in time, this memory, these feelings, I get to bring forth with me into my future self. And I get to look back. Like I said, the one relationship that I had with my friend, that was seven years ago? That's so long ago. So long ago, yet it's still, I always look back at it because it's just such an amazing reference point for myself. And that's what I want for you. And that's what you need to have. So rather than having 4 years of duds and you're just like elbow deep, sifting through all the shit, and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe. The next time you have a great connection with somebody and they come up and you're like, oh, where are you from? And they're like, oh, I'm actually from out of town. I'm just here for, this time for work. Don't dismiss them. If you recognize that there's a connection there, jump on that connection. Feed that connection for however long it is going to be, whether it's 3 days or it's 3 years, 3 decades, whatever it is. Just when you go after connections versus relationships, your relationships become much deeper and much more meaningful. And they're just amazing. And ladies, I'm telling you, if you actually adopt this type of mindset, and it goes totally against what you're told out there, and that's why I said, if you want the run-of-the-mill bullshit dating advice, go ahead, it's out there. But how's that going for everybody? 50% divorce rates, that's how it's going. Okay? And it's not like the other 50% is just having a grand old time. Okay, you got 50% who actually divorced. Below that, you've got a percentage who can't quite get into, drum up the divorce, the courage to get a divorce. So they are, there. Then you got the people who are, they just know they're unhappy and they're just going to live with it. And then below that, you got people, they're not necessarily happy, but they're not necessarily hating it. They're just kind of roommates with their partner. So you got 50% who actually drummed up the courage and actually divorced. And then you got those other people. And then somewhere down there, this little sliver of the pie, there's actually people who are having an amazing marriage, an amazing relationship. So, if you want the run-of-the-mill bullshit relationship advice that is out there, you can find it. You can get it. It's out there. But just know that what are the odds of what you're going to get from that? And so I would much rather take better advice and have better connections with people and meet better, amazing, much more amazing people in this world. That's what I would like. And that's what I want for you, most definitely. And that's what you will get from this. If you adopt this idea, try it the next time. So I'll give you an example. I was house sitting because, like I said, you know, I was faced with a decision of, do you want $100,000 or do you want and take two untested experimental jabs, or do you want to say no to the $100,000 and do you want to be just kicked to the curb? So I was faced with this situation. So I was kind of like, okay, well, what am I going to do? And so during the 10 months that I was off, I was house sitting. And so since I was house sitting, I was living in a place, living in Vancouver, and I wasn't living in my place. I was house sitting, right? Now, when you talk to women and you tell them that you are not from there or that you don't live there or that you're just house sitting, and well, guess what? It means you're not forever. And if you're not forever, what do? They check you off the list. They throw you away. They, you know, it's gone. They don't even give you an opportunity. But they will for a dud who comes along and tells them what they want to hear. So I tried to play this game. And I'll tell you one thing. I cannot do this. I cannot do this at all. So I tried to play this game of acting like this was my dog, okay? Acting like I was from this area. I tried to play it. Just because I didn't want to... I didn't want that... you could see it. You could see the shift change once you had mentioned it. But of course, you know, like they start asking questions and all these things come up and it's just like, it just becomes very difficult to be able to try and like keep the lie going, I guess. And so then finally, like, you know, I just, some of them I would even say like, well, actually this, you know, this actually isn't my dog. I wouldn't say sometimes that it wasn't my dog. I would just say, I wouldn't necessarily lie to them. I just wouldn't tell them some certain things. Is what I would say. But eventually it would come out that, you know, I would have to tell the truth. And then you would see that point. So that's what I'm saying here, is that it's... If you would adopt that belief, when you feel a connection, you go forth with a connection. Doesn't matter if they're just there for the weekend or if they're just there for 6 months or 3 months or however long it is, you recognize that there's a connection and you enjoy that connection, because who knows? Who knows what happens? I used to have this job when I was selling timeshare in Bali. And one thing I loved about that job is I got to talk to so many people, 2 to 3 couples every single day. And I would hear some of the most amazing love stories. You're talking about like books could be written on these love stories. People who had met, and at the time they were married, and they kind of like just had this connection. They became friends, whatever. And then all of a sudden they left. Years went by. And, you know, they'd meet up at the next conference for work. And like, hey, this is my husband. You know, I brought him this time. Hey, this is my wife. And like, you know, like, wow, that's so cool. Let's go out to dinner together. And, you know, the years would go by, and then all of a sudden, you know, they both end up in a divorce. And, you know, next thing you know, they come together. They live in totally different countries. And then all of a sudden they come together and bam, they are now married and happy, living happily ever after. And it's just absolutely amazing. Whereas like when they first met, they could have just been like, nope, just going to toss you to the side, nothing. I'm married, I'm not here to look for any friends or anything like that. I'm just... And whether they were married before or, you know, not, like this could happen. I've heard so many stories of people who had just met. They met while they were traveling, while they were backpacking through Australia or Bali. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, they had decided that, you know, they were going to come to Canada, and they got a visa, and then they got together, and the next thing you know, they went back to the other country and eventually got married. And it's just like, wow, that is so awesome. Like, I love that stuff so much. Like, I actually, a lot of people think that I don't like relationships. I love the, like, a real relationship. Like, real relationships that actually have a good story behind those. I absolutely love those. I think they're just amazing. And so, ones that, like, are real, not just like the ones that are like, hey, you looking for a relationship? Yeah, like, okay, great, so am I, let's get together, and then bam, like, there you go, you're like, wow, that was it. Those ones are shit. Those ones, there's a reason why those ones don't last. There's a reason why those ones aren't thriving, and they're not, there's no happiness within it. And it's because the criteria in order to get into the relationship was just nothing there. And it's truly amazing. So I know this podcast is long. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else I want to talk about. There's actually a lot I want to talk about, but we could once again get into another hour within this podcast. But that's really what I wanted to kind of share and give to you today, is not everybody's meant to be a basketball player. Okay? Not everybody is meant to be in a relationship. And you might hear this today and you might think, like, wow, this whole time of my life, I've always thought I should be in a relationship. And this guy's the first person to tell me that it's okay if I don't want to be in one. I've never heard that advice before. And then you may walk away and do some inner work and then say, I think that I don't want to be in a relationship. And that's okay. That is 100% A-grade okay. You're allowed to not want to be in a relationship. You're allowed to not want to be married. You're allowed to not want to have kids. You are allowed. Okay? There's a lot of people out there who will say that you are not, but I will tell you undoubtedly with 100% confidence that you are allowed. Okay? Just figure it out. If being in a relationship is what you want, figure that out. Don't just be in a relationship because that's what is expected of you. Okay? Open your mind up about relationships. Look for connections. Don't look for relationships. Look for connections. You find a connection with somebody, like, take that. Run with it. I could tell you so many stories. I could be on here for 6 hours telling you about all the amazing connections that I've had with people. People that they could have said no. They could have said, oh, you're not even from, I'm from town. I'm not even from town. You're just traveling. I'm just traveling. Like, just however it goes, it could have been like that. But rather than do that, they recognized the connection. We went forward with the connection. And now there's this memory in time that I have with these people. And it's amazing. Like, I think those ones are probably the most impactful for me. But I'll tell you, I do, because they did recognize the connection and they went forth with it. Whereas, like, there's the duds, they're usually the ones looking for a relationship. They couldn't see a connection if it hit him square in the face. And so they're just looking for a relationship. They're like, just tell me you want a relationship. Just tell me. Like, and I'm telling them everything else, but I could be telling them how to make $1 million a month. And they're not listening. They're just like, just tell me what I want to hear. I want to hear you say it. You want to be in a relationship. And they just don't care about anything else. I could. I know I could. And I have told women what they want to say. Want to hear. And I've actually ran social experiments on some women. not to like hurt anybody, you know, but, you know, when you're from another planet, you want to understand how these people work. You have to run social experiments. And in order to understand people, that's what you do. And that's what I've done. And I have done it. I've I've told women what they want to hear. And I've seen the effect that it has. And I'm like, it shouldn't be this easy. It literally shouldn't be this easy. It should be so much more difficult than this. And it's not. And that's why these ladies keep running into all these duds. And it's because it is just that easy. Because these guys come along. I can't do it. Like I said, I have a very hard time. I have created myself. I've spent so many hours, so much time, so much money on creating who I am. It's hard for me to be anything else but. And in order to lie, to, you know, maybe get the time of day, I have a hard time with that. But can I do it? Oh yeah, I absolutely could. I know I could because I've done it. I've catfished women. I have shown women, you know, how easy it was in order to be able to flaunt to them whatever you'd say, to have them eating out of the palm of your hand. Like, and it was all done just because of a social experiment. And yes, it sounds brutal. It sounds harsh. Don't get me wrong. But the thing is that I usually gave them a lesson afterwards. I usually said, look, if it was this easy for me, that means it's easy for another dud to come along and do this. It shouldn't be this easy. He shouldn't just be able to say this thing, and this thing, and then bam, next thing you know, like, that's all it takes. And now you're 6 months, a year with this dud trying to figure out how the heck do I get out of this thing, because this guy's an absolute asshole, this guy's a jerk, this guy's an absolute dweeb. And so, whereas, you know, you said no so many times to the different connections that you, potential connections that you had. And the thing about connections is that you can go down the road and you can walk past 100 good-looking people, men or women, whoever you are. You walk past 100 good-looking people. The thing is, the question is, how many of those 100 people did you actually have a connection with? There were 100 of them that you thought were good looking. There were, you know, maybe a good amount of them that you would say, yeah, I'd probably, you know, take that for, you know. But how many of them would you actually have a good connection where you could laugh, go out, have some dinner, have some food, maybe have some amazing sex, and, you know, have a great time? How many of those could you have that? There may be some in there that, yeah, you could probably have good sex, but everything else is shit. Maybe there are some in there that you have a fun time. Like, let's say you go to the movies together and that's your thing, but everything else is shit. But how many within there is that you have such a connection that you love spending time with this person? You're not repulsed the moment you have an orgasm. You know, like, just, there's a, that's why connection is just so amazing. And so people have disconnected themselves from connection, you know, feeling that electricity, feeling that like energy. Like, you can feel someone across the room. Like, you know when somebody's creepy, you know when somebody's, you know, amazing. Like, you can feel that internally. And the more in tune you are with it, the better you just kind of flow with it and you follow it. And then you'll be able to look back at your stories, and rather than tell your girlfriends about all the duds that you've been meeting lately, you can tell them about all the amazing people that you've been meeting, like, you've never thought possible before. And they might even say, like, yeah, but, like, where are they? Or, like, are you guys going to be together? Like, are you going to move there? Is he going to move here? Like, what's happening? And you're like, nothing's happening. We just spent an amazing month together. And you're like, yeah, but that's weird. Like, why would you do that? It's like, well, because we had an amazing connection and we decided to just run with it. And now I get to just, like, share this amazing story about this amazing person that I met. And, like, I don't know what else to tell you. They're like, yeah, but, like, why aren't you, you know, going to do more? It's like, because they are not from here. Maybe I'll go there one day, maybe I won't, and that's okay. We don't have any obligations on each other. We just enjoyed it for the time that it was, like a shooting star. Shooting star comes out, it lasts for however long it lasts. Just enjoy it. Don't try and force it to be any longer than it needs to be. Now, there was another thing that I wanted to share. What was it? Oh, dang, I forgot it. We've already covered so much, and there's so much more to cover. Maybe it's a good thing I didn't remember, because I'm sure we could probably talk another hour about it as well. But the thing is hopefully you can see what I mean about having an open mind about relationships. And if you do, I know and I guarantee you will meet some of the most amazing people in your life, like never before. Never. If everything's perfect, don't fuck it up and try to add something into it. The amount of times I've seen that, the amount of times I've experienced that. Don't bring in ultimatums. Well, I want this. I want that. Well, okay. And I know that some of you, you're thinking, well, I want a relationship. I want somebody who's serious. Well, yeah, we all do. But that's the beauty of life, is that I can be going down this road, this path, and saying, look, I don't want to have kids. I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't want to be married. Okay, I'm sorry. I just want to be left alone. And next thing you know, I come around the corner in a grocery store. I bump into a girl, and she just sweeps me off my feet. I have no idea. And so that could change my whole entire perspective. Totally change my perspective. Maybe we meet and we're hanging out with each other, and then as time goes on, we get to know each other. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, we decide to be in a relationship together. But we didn't force it in the beginning. We just allowed it to be. We just allowed it to be for as long as it was needing to be. And so it is such a perspective that people do not like. They just want this fairy tale of this Disney fairy tale of, you know, Prince Charming comes along and sweeps you off your feet. And I'm sorry, but we don't live in a fantasy fairy tale. We live in reality. And we have to accept that. Like, ladies, if you see a man out there that you want to, that you fancy from a distance, don't wait for him to come over to you. The some of the most amazing women that I've met have been ones that have taken charge. Because one, they ultimately show just how different they are. They don't tell me that they're different than other women. They show me they're different from other women by walking up to me and saying, hey, how are you? They show me. And then I'm just like, holy smokes, you have no idea. Just from that simple action right there, you just blew my fucking mind. I want to know your name. I want to know more about you. Tell me about you. Okay, because all these duds in here, you just knocked it out of the park. So ladies, rather than sit there and tell a guy that he, you know, that you're different from all the other women, show him you are. I love those kind of women who take charge, who really just, it's amazing. I was sitting randomly one time in Bali, and this girl from a taxi said, hey, you're really attractive. Can I have your number? I was like, what? And then we exchanged numbers, and we got to know each other. It was just like one of the most amazing times. I've never had that ever happen in my life before. But for a woman to come up to you, you know, it's crazy. It just shows you that they are not like most women. And so Now, another thing. This is, I'm going to leave you with this. Ladies, listen up. Okay? Listen up. This is huge. This is big. And I'll leave you with this, and then this is going to be it, I promise. Okay? Where have all the good guys gone? And like I said, I'm not saying that I'm a good guy. I'm just saying where all the good guys are. So you want to know. I know a lot of you, you get together and you've got your 4 years of duds that you've all been with. And, you know, you're wondering where all the good guys are. I've kind of given you some tips as to where they actually are and why you've missed out on them is because you've dismissed them before even giving them a chance whatsoever. But all the duds that come along, you've been giving them all the time of the day. So where are all the good guys at? I'm going to tell you. Okay? So listen up. Ladies, the good guys, they're just sick of your shit. Okay? I'm sorry to say. It's like, just don't turn this off. Don't get too, you know, just listen, please. I can explain. Okay? But the good guys, they're just sick of your shit. They are just sick of it. Okay? Now, what do I mean? Okay? And don't sit there and say that, oh, I don't have any shit. What are you talking about? Oh, trust me. Okay? You got shit. Okay? And you love it. I'm going to tell you. Okay? So, ladies, oh my God. So, where are all the good guys at? They are hiding from your ass. That's what they're hiding. Because they are just sick of your shit. Now, here's what I mean. Okay? What happens, and what is a very well-known thing about women? Let's take a scenario. Okay? The girlfriend is hungry. You know, she's with her man in the house. Does she say, hey, darling, I'm hungry. Are you hungry? I'd really like something to eat, but you know what? I think I'd actually like to maybe go out to eat. What do you think about that? And as a matter of fact, you know that one place down on Main Street? You know the one that we haven't been to for a while? I'd really like to go there. Because then I get to dress up a little bit. I want to wear that, you know, nice dress that I bought a couple months back. Do you think we could do that? And he's like, wow, darling, yeah, if that's what you want to do, let's go do that. Ladies, does this ever happen? Does this ever happen? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. What happens instead? What happens instead? She goes up to her man and says, hey, sweetie, are you hungry? And he's like, nope. And he continues watching the football game, continues doing what he's doing, and then she walks away. But she doesn't just walk away. She stews about this. Okay? And he's sitting there, he's eating his popcorn, eating his, you know, Doritos and stuff. He's just enjoying his day. And there she is, she's hungry. She's like, how dare he? How dare he? How dare he say no? Because I'm hungry and I want to go eat somewhere. Now, let's say he was like, oh, you know what? Are you hungry, sweetheart? And you're like, yeah, I am. And then he says, well, let me make you up a meal. I'm going to make you up a meal. Why? Because you are my darling. That's why. So he cooks up a nice meal and everything. He's like, sit down, darling. I'm going to make you some meal. You just relax. And he makes you this beautiful meal. But guess what? You're stewing about that too. Why? Because you wanted to go out to eat. You wanted to go to that place so you could dress up. You wanted to put on those heels that you just bought. So with that new dress that you just bought. But because he didn't pull this out of you, because he wasn't a mind reader, right? You are now stewing about this rather than enjoy this beautiful meal he actually just put up. It may not be the best meal, but it's the effort that he put into it. And here you are stewing about this. This is a common thing from women all across the world. And this is just one thing. We could talk, like I said, another 3 hours about this, how women are in this kind of thing. Men are just sick of your shit. Okay, how can I say this? It's because there's movements such as MGTOW, men go the other way. There's movements such as the red pill, which are men who are just saying, you know what, screw it, I don't need these women anymore. Just sick of their shit, and I'm gonna just do me. And they're just gone. They're just doing their own thing. So ladies love to come in and say that, you know, oh, I can't stand men who play games. And you know what, ladies? I'm sorry to say you play just as many games as men, if not more. Now, women love to pretend like they're up on this pedestal, like they're untouchable, like they are perfect and men are the problem. But I always like to bring women down to our level and say, no, you are just as much at fault as we are. Okay, I'm not going to say that you're more at fault. I'm not going to say that because we are, you know, we got duds, we got assholes, we got jerks, we got pricks, we got them all. And we are not perfect. Okay, just the very same as you're not perfect. I know that's probably hard for a lot of you to hear, but it's true. You're not perfect. A lot of men may put you up on a pedestal. Okay, and you may not have ever been slapped down off that pedestal down to our level, but I'm not afraid to. Okay, you fart, you shit, you puke. Okay, you're just the same as us. All right, maybe you might make it smell like flowers once in a while, but we bring you down to our level. I'm sorry to say, okay? But a lot of men are just sick of it. And rightfully so. We live in a world where we have, let's say, opportunity to do whatever we choose. You know, we can work in this industry. We can, live off the grid. There's all these different kinds of things that we can do. So we don't, it's not like back in the day where we didn't have all this opportunity. We have the opportunity to travel the world very inexpensively. We have the opportunity to you know, learn to fly, you know, just because we want to. So rather than put up with your shit, a guy has the opportunity to go and take that same energy of putting up with your shit and put it towards learning how to fly and getting his pilot license. And so he's like, well, why would I put my energy into this over here that's not really gonna get me anything, except like headaches and frustration and all this stuff, you know, because I'm not a mind reader. Why would I put up with that when I could put that same energy and focus and into doing something that I would much rather do? You know, maybe I want to go bungee jumping in New Zealand. Maybe I want to travel the world. I want to travel to all 100 and whatever countries. And so rather than putting up with this shit over here, I'm going to put that same energy and put it into something that's actually going to return tenfold for me. That's what I'm going to do. That's where a lot of men are at. So if you're wondering where all the good guys are at, they're out there. They're doing their thing. They're living their life. They're living their best life. Because they're looking at these stats, you know, 50% divorce rate. And like I said, just because, you got 50% on the other side doesn't mean that other rest of the 50% is just having a grand old time. So, you know, the average cost of a wedding in Canada is $40,000. So what would you do? You had $40,000 to spend. Would you put it into something that you have a more than 50% chance is just going to be uneventful, unexciting? Like you literally have better odds at taking your $40,000, going to the casino and putting it on red. You have better odds of that. So where are all the good guys at? That's where they're at. Because there's all these women who just sit and hope and pray and wait for Prince Charming to come to them. The good guys are out there living their best life. And the good women are saying, not only am I different from all the other women, I'm going to show all these good men that I am different from all the other women, and I'm going to approach them when I see them. So that's where all the good guys are at. Look into it. MGTOW. Men go the other way. Red pill. Now, however, now there is a good part of this, these movements that a lot of these guys are, they're like, they're, a lot of them are just men who couldn't have the ability to get any women. And so like they are beta males of the beta males. Like, you want to see a big cesspool of beta males? Just look in some of these groups. That's who these guys are. And that's true. I may talk about that in another podcast. So, but there are a lot of guys who, they may not even just associate themselves with these groups. They may just go the other way. But they don't necessarily identify themselves as part of the red pill movement or part of the MGTOW movement. They are just doing their own thing. They don't need to be associated with a movement like this. I remember on the red pill side, there's this YouTube channel, and there was this guy. He was like the beta male of the beta males, and like all the beta males would look at him like he was a god. And he'd come in on these podcasts and be like, yeah, I used to sleep with so many women. I used to do this. And you can look at this guy, and you know that no women are sleeping with this guy. Like, just like, you can just look at it like, dude, I would pay good money to see you, okay, land a good looking woman. I would pay enormous amounts just to see it, because I know it wouldn't happen. Because look at you, you are a beta male of the beta male. And if there's one thing that women know very well, it's body language, and they would pick up on yours or your lack thereof good body language. And they wouldn't give you the time of day, okay? And so that is something about these movements, that there's a lot of it that these guys couldn't get a woman if they tried, so they just become part of a group where they kind of share each other's like feelings, and they talk about, oh yeah, like I don't need women, and you know, I'd rather do my own thing, and I'm better off without them. And but there is a group of men out there, whether they attach themselves to those labels or not, there is a group of men out there that rather than put up with the shit over here, you know, not being a mind reader, they're going to go, you know, get their pilot license. They're going to go travel the world. They're going to go indulge themselves into their career because they can. Because they don't have someone who is not supporting them. They don't have someone who is bitching and complaining because they don't have quality time or whatever it is, who is mad at them for something that they have never told them what they're mad about. And they keep saying that they're fine. I'm fine, darling. Well, if you don't know what I'm mad about, then so be it. You know, like that kind of shit. Men are just done with it. They're done. I'll give you a great example, okay? I knew this one girl, and I was working one day a week in my job. Now, my job, if I work one day a week or 5 days a week, I get paid the same, let's say. Okay, just to make it simple. Now, if you're working one day a week, obviously you're making bank because you're getting paid the same as if you were working 5 days a week. So at the time, I was only working one day a week because everything was slow. Well, obviously, it's great for me, but it's not great for the company. So that left me with a lot of time. And in that time, what happened was I knew this one girl. And I had a lot of time to talk to her and get to know each other and, you know, this and that. Well, my job, obviously, they're like, well, we can't have you just working one day a week and pay you for five. We need you working 5 days a week. So what did they do? They sent me off. They said, we are going to send you to Vancouver, okay? You're going to work there. We're going to put you in a hotel, and you're going to work there. And that's what they did. They put me in a hotel. Now I'm working 5 days a week. Now, my job, I'm on call. I can work up to 16 hours in a day. I can work night shift. And it's a very, when you go from a small town to a place like Vancouver, it's huge, huge difference in this job. Very intimidating. And our job, if you mess something up, you're talking about serious injury, maybe even possible death or a lot of damage to like equipment. And so it's like it's not just like you mess up and, oh, I just, put a dent in this. No, it's like you mess things up and you could potentially die. It can be very stressful. So anyway, so now I'm working 5 days a week. I'm in Vancouver and all this stuff. And this girl who I had actually, had a lot of time to be able to be chatting with, she now is getting all pissy at me. And I'm like, are you mad? Like, what are you mad about? Like what? And I could tell that she was. And I finally pulled it out. You know how it is, guys? Okay, when you have to pull it out, they keep saying, no, I'm fine. It's okay, blah, blah, blah. And you can just tell. You're like, oh, my God. Like, just, are you going to tell me now or are you going to tell me in, like, 3 weeks? Like, just, okay, this is the bullshit that we're talking about. So I eventually got it. And she said that, I don't text her, and, I was texting her a lot. Now I'm not texting her and blah, blah, blah. I'm hot and I'm cold and all these things. And I'm like, are you fucking serious right now? Are you serious right now? Like, of all people, you should know that I went from working 1 day a week to now working 5 days a week. And being on call, I can work up to 16 hours. I can work night shift. I can be away from home. It's a very stressful job, especially like at that time. So excuse me if I get off work and I just want to unwind from all of that craziness. Okay. And then also you have management to deal with, who management don't care if you don't know the territory. They just want you to get the job done. And if you're not getting the job done, you're getting shit on for that. And you come home and you just want to like turn your brain off and just like, oh my God, like, I just need to relax and unwind right now. And here I was getting in trouble for this from the one person who should have understood that, no, I'm not texting you as much. One, because I'm working five times as much as I was before, and if not more. And there's all like, but the thing is that once the bar is set, that's it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter like if your mom dies, if your freaking house gets burnt down. It doesn't matter if, you're working 100 hours a week now or you're going to get fired. And like, the bar has been set. Okay, you were texting her this much. Well, guess what? That bar doesn't move. It don't matter what happens from now on. It don't matter. The bar is there. She don't care. She don't give a shit. Okay, you're not living up to that expectation. You're not giving her that attention. Let's just say it didn't work out for her. No, I was so like, I fucking lost it. I was like, are you serious right now? Of course I'm not texting you as much. You go from working 1 day a week to 5 days a week. What do you expect? Do you know how stressful my job is, especially? Like, it's just crazy. So that is what I'm saying. When I say they're just sick of your shit, you want to know where all the good guys are at? They're just sick of your shit. They're out of here. They're gone. They're doing something else. They are just paying attention to themselves, living their best life, putting all their energy into things that they love. Unfortunately, that's not you. Because you've prevented it from being you. Why? Why would someone want to put up with some bullshit when they don't have to? So that's what you have to realize and you have to come to, is that, you have to think like, well, if I'm like, I can't put my shit out there and give this guy shit, you know, when I know that he could just go put that same energy either into someone else, but it doesn't necessarily have to be someone else. It could just be into something else. Traveling, business, work, whatever his heart desires, he can do that. He can move in a heartbeat. You know, that's the world that we live in, is that we can do things. You know, we have everything at our fingertips now. And so that's where the realization comes in, that, you know, that's the world we live in. It's unfortunate. It was great back in the day when, you know, everything was much more simple. We didn't have this connection to the world, but we have this connection to the world now. You know, before, to in order to be a pilot, like, it wasn't as easy as it is now. In order to be, you know, a doctor, in order to, like, you know, do all these things, it wasn't as easy back in the day. But now it's super easy. So I will leave you with that. I know for a fact that as long as you have an open mind and you actually listen to the stuff and you don't get emotionally involved, and I'm not just talking to ladies or talking to men and women who are listening to this, that if you understand these concepts and you actually adopt them, you will see your relationships and your connections just hit new heights like never before. And that's what I want for you. I want you to be able to send me a message in the future saying how you heard this, you changed your views on the world, on relationships, on careers, on finance, on whatever it was. And now you're living your best life, you're super happy, you're super thankful, and it was all from some guy who gave him better advice than the bullshit that was out there. So anyways, I will leave you with that. I know this is a long podcast, but I also know that you can most definitely get something from it. Holy smokes. Almost 2 hours we've been sitting here talking. Okay, anyways, guys, I will talk to you later. Nathan, once again, Unplugged Freedom Podcast. You can look for Unplugged Freedom on Telegram. I have a little group there that I share some stuff on there. Instagram, Unplugged Freedom. Still don't have a website. But anyways, either way, you'll be able to find me. YouTube is being hit with strikes, so I don't really post much on there. So anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed this. I know you must have got something from it, and let me know what you got from it, and I will talk to you later. See ya.